We're very happy to be speaking with Vicky Chenet-Gagnon, director and curator of the Forman Art Gallery of Bishop's University. Currently, she's on sabbatical, but she is also one of the curators for an exhibition that will be taking place from January 9th to March 15th at the Forman Art Gallery. Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
It's so nice that you could speak with us today.
Thank you very much. It's nice to have the opportunity.
So you're on a year sabbatical, and is that almost finished?
I'm returning to Bishop's University to the Forman Art Gallery next July. I've been working on a major exhibition in Quebec City, the Quebec City Biennial, now for about a year and a half. So I will be back next July 2014.
So currently you're staying in Quebec City, or...?
I'm going back and forth between Sherbrooke and Quebec City, and also doing some traveling, some studio visits with artists across Canada. So it's been rather busy.
Well, that, yes, I would imagine. It sounds very interesting as well. Now, you're also one of the curators for the present exhibition, or the one that's coming up. There is another exhibition right now, isn't there?
Yes, we're just closing the exhibition of Miriam Yates,
right?
A Sherbrooke-based contemporary film and video artist, and that exhibition was quite a success. We had record turnout for it, and it was quite beautiful in the exhibition space. Her body of work looked at the Montreal Hippodrome and notions of decaying modern architecture and of course public spaces.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, because I did do an interview with her just at the beginning of the exhibition, so I'm glad to hear that it all went well. And
yes, absolutely. It was quite a success.
That's good. Okay, so now starting January 9th to March 15th, what is the exhibition called?
The exhibition is called Energy, Energie, and I've had the pleasure of working on this project with my fellow co-curators, Geneviève Chevalier and Jean-Cien Bélanger. We've been working on the exhibition project for about 2 years. And it's really looking at the notion of energy, whether it be socio-political or more philosophical, across contemporary art practice. So in the exhibition, you find a Canadian artist paired with an international artist from London, England.
Can you tell us a little bit about the artists?
Yes, yes. There are four artists in the exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
They are called Jim Holyoake, who is from Montreal, who does large-scale drawing and who will be doing a site-specific drawing in the Forman Art Gallery. We have the work of Montreal-based Jeffrey Jones, who will be presenting an installation, a really beautiful and critical installation work inside the gallery. We also have the work of Thomas Nubler, a Swiss-born Montreal-based photographer, who will be presenting his photograph, his recent photographic series. And then we have the work of the Autolith Group, which I had the pleasure of seeing at the recent Documenta a few years ago in Kassel, Germany. And their work, really, it's a video piece, a 50-minute video piece that looks at the context around the Fukushima earthquake and the nuclear fallout in Japan a few years back.
Well, it sounds like it's quite a collection there. Now, when does the opening reception take place?
I believe it's January 9th. I hope that that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we are expecting quite a nice crowd for that. As usual, we have, you know, lots of support across the community with the students, the faculty, and, of course, community members. So it will be a 5 to 7 on January 9th.
And that's on a Thursday, I do believe.
Yes.
Okay, so that will be the opening. And how long is it going to run for?
It's going to be running for approximately 7 weeks, so until mid-March. And we're also very pleased that during the exhibition, we're planning a March break camp for youth in the community that is all based around some of the notions that are explored within the exhibition. So really looking tightly at this notion of energy. So youth will have the chance to work on projects throughout the March break at the Forman Art Gallery downstairs in our studio space.
Okay. Now, if a person wants to come and see the exhibition, what should they do?
Well, you need to find parking at the university.
Okay, that's the first thing.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Or walk on over. It's beautiful in the winter. The campus is
okay.
quite stunning.
So they don't have to call ahead or anything like that?
No, it's free. Mm-hmm. And we're located right beside Centennial Theater, so adjacent to the box office and the Centennial Theater. And it's open from Tuesday to Saturday from 12 to 5 p.m. And as I mentioned, it's free to everyone.
Okay, well, that's good. And if we want to have some more information about the Forman Art Gallery or about the exhibition, do you have a number that we could call?
Absolutely. The number to call is area code 819-822-9600. And the extension for the gallery is 2260. You can also look at our website. We're easy to find on the Bishop's website. You just go to the quick links, and you'll see the Forman Art Gallery. But for those who want the website, it's ubishops.ca/Forman.
Okay. Now, the Forman Art Gallery has been around for how long?
The Forman Art Gallery has been around since 1998 when we changed our mandate from an artist production center and exhibition space to a university art gallery. So this, I believe, is our 14th season, and we're very, very proud of the programming that we've managed to present throughout those years.
So in the 14 years, you've had a lot of people that have visited the gallery.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We average over between 5,000 and 7,000 visitors per year, which is just stunning for a small space such as ours. And our mandate is really to present the work of contemporary artists in a critical light. So we run a series of exhibitions. The one that Energy is part of is called Social Currents. So it's really about looking at the dynamics within culture today and how artists are responding to that. So we're very, very proud to have another great exhibition that we can offer to the community this winter.
And as part of the community, we should really take the time to support and visit the Forman Art Gallery. I'm sure that we won't be disappointed.
No, it's going to be a wonderful exhibition. And as always, we're very happy to meet new visitors as well as people that have supported us throughout the years. We have a lot of information about the artists and about the context around the exhibition that we can discuss with visitors. So it's really a special space where you can not only learn about contemporary art, but learn a little bit about how artists are engaging with significant issues such as energy today.
Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Vicky Chenet-Gagnon.
Thank you very much.